Hebrews, chapter 1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the forefathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. To which of the angels has he said at any time, "You are my son, today I have fathered you"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings in the firstborn into the world, he says, "And let all the angels of God worship him." And of the angels he says, "Who makes his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire." But to the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated sin. Therefore, God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above our companions. And you, lo, are indeed in the beginning, have laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall perish, but you remain, and they all shall grow old as clothing, and as clothing you shall fold them up, and the why shall be changed, but you are the same, and your years shall not fail." But to which of the angels did he say at any time, "Sit on my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation?